New Orleans will be receiving the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Prize for efforts to improve health. It's a $25,000 award, and New Orleans is one of six recipients across the country to receive this prize. And here to talk more about it is Risa Lavazzo-More. She is president and CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Risa, welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
And we're also joined by New Orleans Health Commissioner. That's Dr. Karen DeSalvo. Karen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Risa, very excited here in New Orleans to be receiving this award, especially something about health. So what made New Orleans stand out from all of the other cities that you looked at?
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is committed to helping America be as healthy as we possibly can. And we know, as a country, we are far from being the healthiest nation in the country, and yet we can be. We can be if we turn to the communities all around the country that are already demonstrating how to transform their communities from one that is less than healthy to one that is pervasively healthy. So we wanted to use this prize to shine a light on those communities and to empower them to be beacons for the rest of the country. New Orleans has really taken the tremendous challenge that you faced after Katrina and used it as a opportunity to rebuild and to recommit in a lot of ways to health in ways that are very unique. You have made a conscious effort to build places that are healthier, to bring health care, to bring health and infrastructure for empowering people to be healthy to communities and really changing the way people think about their own health and the health of their community. So that stood out when we looked at the kind of programs in schools, in the healthcare environments, and the way that you're increasing literacy, really across the board, there's a commitment to health in the policies in New Orleans. And that really stood out for us because it was such a conscious effort after Katrina to do this and to rebuild in a healthy way.
And now New Orleans, as I mentioned, is one of six recipients. Who are some of the other recipients?
It was a really difficult choice. We had 160 applicants, but we ultimately chose New Orleans, of course, Minneapolis, Manistique, which is a small community at the very top of Michigan, Fall River, Massachusetts, Santa Cruz. So we've got places that represent the diversity and the breadth of our great nation.
And Dr. DeSalvo, obviously, this is a wonderful award to have for New Orleans and with the struggles that have gone on. What does this mean to the city, and how do you see this helping?
Well, this Roadmaps to Health Prize is an absolute validation of the collective work of everyone in our city since Katrina. It was our decision to be reborn as a healthier, more vibrant community where everybody could be healthy. And this not only validates that work, but honestly, it is really inspiring and encouraging, and I think it will help propel us forward to this great vision we have of being one of the most fit cities in 2018, our 300th anniversary.
Can you talk about Fit NOLA and how that will fit in? Excuse the pun.
Well, you know, she mentioned that the reason New Orleans has been recognized is because we have taken a systematic approach to thinking about not just putting in the right infrastructure, parks, playgrounds, bike lanes, grocery stores, better food options for kids in schools, teaching kids better ways to eat and cook and think about their bodies and health. But we're also creating an opportunity for everyone to do that together and to change not only institutional policy in schools, but also government policy so that health is in all things as we rebuild our great city or continue to progress forward into being who we want to be. And Fit NOLA is a wonderful example that is part of that overall effort. Fit NOLA focuses on nutritional and physical fitness for kids and families in our city. It reflects the partnership between faith-based and schools and neighborhood associations and city government to put fitness first and think about not only making people aware of the importance of feeding their body properly and staying very physically active, but also making sure that we build capacity in our local institutions like schools and churches and workplaces so that people can make those good choices and have them in front of them, but then also create the policies in place that make it almost an afterthought that we're going to be healthy. So I love to use bike lanes as the example, that we're going to build roads. Let's make sure that it's a part of our policy and our procedure that we're going to put bike lanes on those roads and have sidewalks so that kids can actually walk to school in a complete streets environment.
So is there anything specific that people in New Orleans will see as a sort of a direct result of this award?
They already have been seeing some of the benefits of this shared partnership around improving health. And, for example, there is the benefit of the Fresh Food Retailer Initiative, which is bringing fresh fruits and vegetables to neighborhoods. There are schools like the Edible Schoolyard as a great model, but many others that have community gardens as part of their school curricula and as part of their school lunch program. What we're going to be seeing in the next few months is a series of events in some of our newly developing parks and playgrounds, particularly some of those in neighborhoods that didn't really have great access to playgrounds and parks and activities to do in them on a regular basis. So we have a Fit NOLA Parks and Playgrounds effort that will be rolling out beginning in March, and going to see several areas of our community, including New Orleans East at Joe Brown Park, that will invite people in to help them learn about opportunities for being more physically fit and nutritionally fit, but just overall more healthy. Well, I wanted to add just a couple of general thoughts. One is that this prize is an opportunity for the leading health foundation in the country to say publicly in a very loud voice and in a very important way that public health is more than just what we thought of traditionally, and certainly being healthy is more than just healthcare. That there are social determinants like education and economic opportunity and public safety that are critical to having a healthy community. And in cities like New Orleans, we have recognized that. We are working across sectors to move all in the same direction so that at the end of the day, it's not just one of those sectors that's going to make a difference. It's all of them together, and it's every community member. And really, honestly, at the end of the day, I think what we're going to see in 5 years is a city where our culture has shifted. And we are thought of not only in our own community, but nationally as a place of health, and that it is really just a part of the way we do business every day. It's not something that we're continuing to strive for.
I always like to emphasize that the reason that health is important is it's nice to be healthy, but being healthy gives people the opportunity to realize their dreams, their hopes, to live up to those expectations that they have for themselves and their families. And that's really why health in all sectors, health in all policies, health in all parts of the community is so critical, because it's about what people want to be able to do and having the opportunity to do that.
New Orleans, it will be receiving the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Prize for efforts to improve health. Risa Lavazzo-Murray, she is president and CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Also, Dr. Karen DeSalvo, New Orleans Health Commissioner. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for giving me a little lanyap today.
Well, our pleasure.
Thank you, Paul. Talk to you soon.